Today on Family Talk.
Did you know there's a National Bible Bee that happens every year? Today on Family Talk, Dr. James Dobson interviews the young girl who won the 2014 National Bible Bee and offers your children the opportunity to participate in this year's competition. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, and today we're going to hear the conclusion of an interview on the subject of the National Bible Bee. My dad is joined in the studio by a panel of guests, including Dr. Jim Leiniger, who is the co-sponsor of the Bible Bee, Robert Upton, the executive director, Hannah Leary, the winner of the 2014 competition, and her father, Kevin Leary. And in just a moment, we'll get to the broadcast. But before we do, let me share with you about an exciting opportunity that is only available this month. For the month of July, we have handpicked two resources to help you or someone you love raise that strong-willed child. For every donation we receive this month, we'll say thank you by sending you my dad's book, The New Strong-Willed Child, along with its corresponding DVD from our Building a Family Legacy film series. To support Family Talk and receive this exclusive offer, give today by calling us at 877-732-6825 or by clicking the link at drjamesdobson.org. Let's get to the program now. Here is my dad as he begins the interview, talking with Robert Upton on today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Robert, I'm going to start with you. Yesterday when we were discussing the details of this, we kind of ran out of time. So go back and tell us where the Bible Bee originated. Where'd that idea come from? And then let's take it on to what you're doing now.
Okay. Well, the Bible Bee started with the inspiration of a young woman named Shelby Kennedy, and she was with a missionary family. She loved God's Word. She was very passionate about that, and she made an impact. And we've got some great stories about her life. But that inspiration led to us looking at how do we get God's Word into other people's lives.
And now, she passed away.
Yes, sir, she did.
At 22 years of age.
She was 23.
She was the inspiration for this entire Bible Bee concept.
Oh, it's amazing. Shelby's life, her mom told me a story about 3 or 4 weeks ago. She died 10 years ago. And when Shelby's life, she actually had such a huge impact. Her family was ministering both in Mexico and in Haiti. And Mrs. Kennedy told me this story about how they were doing ministry in Haiti. And a woman that they had never met before came up to her just this last year and said, was telling her about the big impact that Shelby had in the lives of the people in her community. And this woman, 10 years later, essentially still remembers Shelby and what she had done because she loved the Lord. And it was evident to everyone around her that a lot of that love came out of just the Word of God and the impact that it had on her life. And Shelby became the inspiration for the Bible Bee that started in 2009. And really the inspiration to be able to say, man, what would God's Word do if it goes into the lives and hearts and minds of so many others? And because of that, we see young people across the country who look at their lives differently. They look at how they do ministry differently, what their purposes and goals are, and they become the young people that look towards the future of what they can see God do throughout the nation and in using their lives. And so it's just very exciting.
So from that became this organization called Bible Bee.
Yes, sir.
And it's on a local level where people can or young people can participate. They learn scriptures and then they get the opportunity to come to a national event.
Yes.
Where the winner gets $100,000. The winner of, I guess,
the
those
senior
that
level.
Are seniors.
Yeah, at the senior level, it's $100,000.
And the junior level
is $50,000 for the winner. And at the primary level, that is $25,000. So
that creates a lot of excitement, doesn't it?
It really does.
Not just for the money, but because of the learning of God's Word and what that does to the individual.
It does. And the fun thing is you'll hear families and parents say, when the young people saw other families and they got so excited about memorizing scripture, about studying God's word at a deeper level, and it does become something that they build on, and it excites them to even go further and learn more and to grow in that. And so we've seen that.
And in order to learn more about it, you go to BibleBee.org.
Yeah. So what's really exciting this year is we have the curriculum online so that anyone who would like to see what we're studying this summer, John chapters 1-6 is what we're focusing on, and they can download the curriculum and they can use that in their own devotional life. Fathers could maybe pull that in and as a help as they could disciple their own families. Youth groups, we have churches and youth groups also that are using it. It's not only designed for the family, but really we want to see young people all across the country excited about God's Word. And we can see that not only in all different families, all different situations, whether it's single mom families or Christian schools or youth leaders. So they can go and download that curriculum for free at BibleBee.org. And they can go through that study and they can see what young people across the country, we have thousands of young people across the country that will be studying that exact study. And they'll be preparing for nationals event where they compete for these large prizes.
Now, Kevin Leary is the father of 9 children. You're a pastor. We talked to you last time about the fact that you and your wife are homeschooling all the kids that are old enough to be schooled at all. And you have gotten all of those older ones into this Bible Bee, and you believe in it, don't you?
It's been a tremendous, tremendous blessing to our family many ways. One of the fringe benefits, which we weren't even considering coming in to it, we knew about the Bible study part in the scripture memory part, but what we didn't consider was all the relationships that we would end up being blessed with all across this country.
You know, it's a wonderful thing in the Christian life to meet people and realize because of the common understanding and knowledge of Jesus Christ, you're friends. Now, I said you had 9 children, and the oldest is Hannah Leary.
That's right.
She's 18 years of age. And Hannah, you've not only been involved in this, you have competed at the national level. And tell us about how that came down.
Well, I've competed at national level for the past 6 years. And in 2014, they started the inaugural National Bible Bee Game Show. And so anyone who qualified for nationals could audition for this game show. And the game show, it works just like any other game show would work. And the prize money for the senior division.
Very much like a spelling bee.
Yes. You know, you have a scoreboard, and you have to pick a category for a certain amount of points, you know, general Bible knowledge for 800 points. And then you're also asked to recite Bible passages, and you get points deducted for every word you make a mistake on.
Well, I saw you, and I didn't see anything that went wrong, but you won, and you won $100,000.
I did. I won the National Bible Bee Game Show.
Yeah, you must have been thanking the Lord, and Kevin, you must have been mighty proud of your daughter.
What a blessing for all that God has done.
Now, and you've competed, you said, 6 years.
Yes.
And this is in the other competition where you are quoting scripture.
Right.
And that has to be almost word for word, doesn't it?
Right. The national competition, you are given quite a lot of scripture to memorize, and you're also given another book of the Bible or passage of scripture to study. So the summer, you know, you have the 2 passages every week, and you have the Bible study guide where you're in a chapter a week. And then for nationals, they give you another text of scripture, but they don't give you the guide. You got to do it yourself. And then you also have a bunch more memory passages. Last year, we had 750 verses to memorize in 2 months. And so you have to get them pretty close to perfect.
Hey, it's something to behold. It really is interesting. Now, Dr. Leininger, we can watch that competition on television. It's on 3 networks, right?
Yes, 3 networks have picked it up. The NRB, National Religious Broadcasters, the Uplift Network, and then also the Christian Television Network.
It's on once a week?
Well, no, it's on once or twice a week on each of the networks. And they can get those times by going to BibleBee.org.
Hmm. We mentioned last time that you have memorized 10 books of the Bible. And that scripture is rooted in your mind, isn't it?
The concepts and just the flow of those books, they stick with you. And, you know, you're in a conversation talking about, you know, spiritual warfare or something along those lines. You're like, yeah, you know, in Ephesians 6, you know, it has the armor of God in there and how we can use and the sword of the spirit against the wiles of the devil. And just the whole, all the concepts, all the principles of God's word, it just becomes a foundation for life.
You know, what I've found in my life is I get in a circumstance or a situation, and the scripture is like an arrow that is shot into my brain. Mm-hmm. I wasn't looking for it. I didn't search for it. It's there because I memorized it.
Right.
And what a great asset that is as you go through life.
It's living and powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And so it's there. It's alive, and the Spirit of God, He uses His word. And every time you come to it, you learn something new, you know?
That is so exciting. How hard has it been for you? It must come easy for you.
It doesn't. It doesn't come easy. And that's what, you know, I might be intimidated by the amount of scripture you memorize. They say, oh, good for you. You know, you can do that, but no one else can. That's not true. The summer program is very basic. It's a very doable program for anyone and wherever they're at. And at the national level, it takes commitment, but it starts small and just starts.
How long do you work at it per day?
For the nationals, this past year, especially, it would be my last year. I wanted to give it my all. So I was a steady, you know, six hours a day, every spare minute I would take and just dedicate that time. And the dedication to the word, it's powerful. It's very powerful.
Does it excite you that your little brothers and sisters are following in your footsteps?
Yes. And last year, my sister Rebecca qualified for nationals with me. And that was the first year I had a sibling for nationals with me. And I think I was more excited than she was.
Robert, you've got to be excited about this program.
You know,
I mean, do you feel the presence of the Lord involved in what this is? Where this is taking you.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. It is just, it drives us because we know how powerful God's word is. We know the impact that it has, and it just keeps you going. We've got so many exciting stories to tell about the impact of the word of God in the lives of young people. And I really see it as a seed that we're planting that will produce such great fruit all across the country in these young people's lives. And that has just been, it's really motivating to everything we do.
Okay, you're talking to parents now who are saying, I want to do that.
Yes.
That's a worthy program. Whether or not we make it to the nationals is secondary. I want my kids to learn the scripture.
Amen.
And I want to see that curriculum, and I want to know how to do this.
Yeah, they go to BibleBee.org, and there they can see, learn more about us. They can see little clips of our community and the Bible Bee game show. They can look at the Bible Bee game show schedule. They can also download the curriculum that we're actually going through right now. And so if you go right on BibleBee.org, you can see the download button right there, and they can download the very same study that all these young people across the country are going to be participating in.
Hannah, your life verse is in 2 Corinthians. Tell us about it. Quote it.
Sure. My life verse is 2 Corinthians 5:9. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to Him.
Mm. Quote a little bit of the book of Matthew, the Beatitudes.
Sure.
Which you quoted before, you participated in, didn't you?
Yes. In the final round of the National Bible Game Show, I was asked to recite Matthew 5:3-12. And this is how it goes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Matthew 5:3-12.
That is so inspirational. When you were in my office before we came in here, you stood and quoted for, there were about eight or nine of us in my office, Psalm 19. And I would like you to do that for our audience. That, I'm telling you, that really inspires me to hear you quote it.
Absolutely. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven to the other, and its circuits to the other end. There is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins, and let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Mm-hmm. Psalm 19.
That's not just a verse to memorize. That's burned into your heart, isn't it?
Absolutely.
The way you say it, the way you quote it, has great meaning.
And it's powerful because it starts with creation and how God reveals himself through creation, but then it gets into how he reveals himself through his word and how perfect that is. And then it compares it to gold. And, you know, the Bible gives out some amazing cash prizes. And, you know, it's more money than, you know, I can wrap my mind around. But the word of God is worth more than gold, more than fine gold. And that just hits home.
Are you going to continue to learn scripture into the future?
Absolutely.
And are the Psalms on your list? All of them? Every one of
we'll
them?
We'll see where the Lord leads. It's so cool because the Bible has given me a tool. It's given me a method to studying the Word of God, and it's given me a thirst for it. And so whether it's studying, whether it's memorizing, I know that it will stick with me for the rest of my life.
My favorite psalm is Psalm 103. Do you know that one?
I do. I can't quote it right now. I memorized it in the past, though, and I love that psalm.
That's my favorite. Dr. Leininger, you are a busy man. You're a physician. You're a businessman. You are into many things that I couldn't even name, many ministries, because the Lord has allowed you to be involved in them. Why this one?
You know, the Lord is in it. And what actually happened is that we were, you know, my children were so close with Shelby Kennedy growing up, my daughters. And
you knew her?
Yes. Oh, yes. And when I attended the memorial service for Shelby, it was the strangest thing, but my mind just drifted as they were giving the eulogy. And I had heard on the Christian radio station the day before a testimony of a man who had just retired after 40 years of being in Peru as a missionary. And he said that what got him started was during the Depression, his pastor offered to give he and three other young men in the church $1 if they would memorize 10 verses of Scripture. $1 was huge money during the Depression. And so they all did. And then the next week, the pastor said, okay, I'll give you another $1 if you'll memorize 10 more. But you're going to have to say the first 10 also. And so they went on like that for 25 weeks, and the pastor gave the four boys $100, and all four of them went into ministry and lifelong ministry of fruitfulness just from memorizing those verses. And so my mind went to that during the eulogy, and I thought, well, kids memorize all these spelling words that they will never, ever again in their life see. And how much more valuable would it be if they would memorize God's word? And so literally in a one-minute period, the Lord just laid out in my mind how he wanted it done. You know, it was so—
I didn't know this moment that it was really your creation. You're not only a supporter of it.
It was the Lord's creation, I can tell you, because I was this, you know, I was not thinking about the Bible bee or the spelling bee or anything else. I was thinking about Shelby and what an impact she had had in so many lives. And the Lord just put it on my mind and heart.
Robert, what brought you to the Bible bee?
You know, it's really interesting. My heart has been to care for and to love and serve in the body of Christ, and it was just neat to see God ordered my steps to where I get to live this out in the context of the Bible bee, and real excitement just as we look at the future of that. So, for me, it really was just giving away and serving in another environment, and that created an opportunity for me to come here and to be a part of what God's doing in this ministry.
This bless you to see young people like Hannah stand up there and face an audience and face cameras and almost perfectly quote the Scripture.
You know, it's an emotional experience, but it goes beyond just seeing them compete. It's an emotional experience because I realize that at a great level, the impact of God's Word is not something isolated to one person or even to a season of life, but it's an impact that goes way beyond that to their communities, their neighbors, their families, to the church that they're in, to the nation.
Okay, we've come to the end of the program. One more time for those that didn't catch it. The website?
Yeah, the website is BibleBee.org, and they can download the curriculum there. They can also find out about the Bible Bee game show and learn all the times and networks that it's on. So BibleBee.org. Go there and download.
And it's a different curriculum every summer.
Yes, sir, it
is. Every year, really.
Yeah, we're so excited about the Gospel of John, chapters 1 through 6. We're going to look at them in depth, and we're really praying that as many people as possible can go there and get the Word of God into their heart and learn how to study God's Word at a deeper level.
Kevin, you're going to get the rest of those 9 kids in the program as well, right?
They're going to continue as they're able to, and we just thank the Lord for it and look forward to how God's going to use it in our family in the upcoming days.
Hannah, last question to you. Do you anticipate being in heaven someday and seeing people who came to the Lord because of this program and maybe because of hearing you quote Scripture?
That would be wonderful. The fruits of God's word are astounding. And I mean, Shelby Kennedy, she's up in heaven right now. And look at the fruit of her life. And she's not even here because she had a love for Scripture. And all these thousands of kids, myself included, who have learned to love and study God's word through the testimony of her life. And so that I hope that ripple just continues to grow.
Do you think you could teach me nutrition someday?
Maybe.
Right.
Some things are harder than others.
Yeah, I'm a bad student. I'm really glad to have you all here. I love you. I love what you're doing for the Lord. And it's a pleasure for me to be part of it in kind of a different way today. I know that we have many listeners out there who's saying, that may be the best idea of the year, and I'm going to implement it in my family. That's what I hope happens. And if they do, write me and tell us about it. Yeah. We'd like to know it.
Oh, we'd love you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What a fascinating competition. It makes me want to open up my Bible and see how many passages I can memorize over the next few weeks. In fact, I may begin with a little book they left us titled, I Can Learn the Bible, 52 Scriptures Every Kid Should Know by Holly Hawkins Shivers. We've been listening to the conclusion of an interview on the subject of the National Bible Bee here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, and before we go today, let me remind you about the two resources we have handpicked to help you or someone you love raise that strong-willed child. For every donation we receive this month, we'll say thank you by sending you my dad's book, The New Strong-Willed Child, along with its corresponding DVD from our Building a Family Legacy film series. To support Family Talk and receive this exclusive offer, give today by calling us at 877-732-6825 or by clicking the link at drjamesdobson.org. This is Ryan Dobson saying God bless, thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.